Hattiesburg, and then I wouldn't have to go after him no more. And Saturday afternoon, I'd have to go back to Jackson after him because he'd be going the other way, you know, and it'd just be too far for me to go. I'm so glad I held out as long as I did.
Yes, ma'am.
I met him and brought him home the evening he died. He worked all day long, but till 4 o'clock the day he died. Come in, took his bath and dressed for us to go to church. We was having the revival. And when we got through eating supper, he just got up and rubbed his arm, says, I can't go to church, I'm getting worse. He already had told me his shoulder hurt. And I went to trying to get a doctor, but he was gone before the before I could ever find a doctor.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, there was 8 of him and 7 more, now 8 brothers in that family. And there's one a living, and the 7 that's gone all went suddenly. And their daddy just lived 13 hours after he was taken.
Yes, ma'am.
But now their sister, they would just have one sister, and she would be, let's see, I'd be 85, 86, she'd be 84. Right, the 13th, I believe it is, of this month. You might say she's 84 right now.
Yes, ma'am.
And not a one of her brothers lived to be 70. One lived to be 68, and that's the oldest. That's, my husband was 64, and that, he had lived longer than any of the rest of them had lived. But there was one more then lived to be 68.
Yes, ma'am. I see.
And now my oldest son was 61, the 26th of November, and he's been a real bad heart patient ever since 63. But him and one of his first cousins on the side is in the same shape. He's had a heart attack, and they're both left with that hypertension and high blood pressure, but they're still living on and on, and they're the only that's ever been known to live through them heart attacks.
Yes, ma'am. I see. Yeah, that's a bad thing, heart trouble.
Oh, I have heart trouble too, but mine, well now Dennis has angina too, along with the other trouble, that boy of mine, but I just have angina. I've never had a heart attack. And my heart is not enlarged, but very little, my doctor told me.
Yes, ma'am.
And which is luck for me.
Yes, ma'am.
One of my brothers died with an enlarged heart.
Well, I wanted to get you to tell me about your schooling again, about the country school and all that you went to.
Well, I tell you, I expected to make you laugh.
I don't know about that.
The first school I went to was way out in the country from here. Had one young man teacher. And we had to learn A, B, C, like that, you know. We had to learn all that before we was ever allowed to try to spell or read. And then they began teaching us 1, 2, 3, learn us the figures. We learned every one of them figures before he let us try to work arithmetic of any kind. Well, and we had to spell, though. We had to have a spelling lesson twice a day, and he'd give us a lesson. We'd have to study like everything, and we had to bring it up, too. And, if we come to a word we couldn't pronounce, we'd go to him and put our finger on it, and he'd tell us what it was, and we'd go back to our seat.